This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma lakal hamdu hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fihi. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Brothers and sisters, it's a great honor for me to welcome you to another episode in our series, Illuminate Your Life, 101 Traditions from the Prophet of Allah, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today I am discussing a beautiful hadith which is related to Islamic jurisprudence, actually. But I am not here going into details of the jurisprudence. I have already covered it in my session on the rules, golden rules or legal maxims. So you can also watch that on our sites, which was posted earlier. Today, I am going to discuss some of the aspects, other aspects of this beautiful tradition, which has also implications for our understanding of the Sharia and how do we live in the world. I will read the hadith in Arabic and then translate and explain the meaning, inshallah. La darara wa la dirar. Al-Rawi Ubadah ibn Samit, radiyallahu anhu, ma, radiyallahu anhu, and al-Masdar al-Sawr, Sahih ibn Majah. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, there shall be no inflicting of harm, nor reciprocating harm with harm. In other words, we should not harm anyone. But if anybody harm us, we cannot reciprocate harm with harm. Either we forgive or take him to court. The hadith is narrated by Ubadah ibn Samit. He was a prominent companion from the Khazraj of Ansar, who participated in all of the major occasions, al-Mashahid, with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was known for his piety, great knowledge. He memorized the entire Quran. He was one of the few from the Ansar pioneers in memorizing the Quran. And above all, he was well known for speaking the truth, which landed him in trouble with Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. He narrated 181 traditions from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ubadah says, in a dispute between two neighbors, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ruled, there shall be no inflicting of harm, nor reciprocating harm with harm. The reporter Ibn Majah, who is the author of Sahih Ibn Majah, one of the six important collections of hadith. The same tradition has been reported as well by other companions, such as Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, ajma'in. The hadith lays down one of the basic rules of social life in Islam. Here we are talking about that. We are not going into the nitty-gritty details of the jurisprudence, although this is an important legal maxim. So it basic rules for social life. How do we live in society? It is assumed that in Islam assumes that every individual has certain rights, freedoms. But while exercising that freedom and right, we must never hurt others. We must not harm others. So they say that my freedom to stretch my hand stops where the other person's body starts. You know, when I stretch and I hit somebody, that's harming somebody. Yes, I have freedom, but I have to do so, exercise that freedom without interfering with the rights of others. In a dispute between two neighbors on the pathway, the Prophet ruled that it should be set at 16 feet between them. The pathway, they should allow 16 feet, you know, before the property, begins for the other person. Using the occasion, he taught an important rule to govern our social relations. While we have rights, those rights are not unlimited. I should say are not unlimited. This is wrong. Those rights are not unlimited. Instead, they come with responsibility. In other words, we must exercise our right without harming the rights of others. This is one of the five legal maxims of Islamic jurisprudence. And there are so many subsidiary rules underneath this rule. That's why it's called a grand legal maxim. Let us further clarify the meaning of the hadith. The Prophet's word, la larara, no harm, means one should not initiate harm in the first place. I have no right to harm others. The Sharia laws aim at nipping in the harm in the bud. Hence, there is another subsidiary rule, al-dararu yuzal. Where there is harm, it should be removed, it should be eliminated. In other words, where there is a deliberate harm, the law steps in to remove it. An example is, this is an example of things like wife abuse, spousal abuse, everywhere. It's rampant throughout the Muslim world. And of course, it's also rampant in all other societies. But in the Sharia has given us rules to protect the rights of the victim. So where there is spousal abuse, the wife has the right to seek divorce. If the husband refuses to give divorce, the marriage can be dissolved by the judge. You know, there are three ways of getting a divorce. Either is talaq, pronounced by the husband, or khula, demanded by the wife and given by the husband. If he doesn't give that, she has a right to go to the court and get the marriage dissolved, as long as there is harm inflicted on her. Wala dirar means if someone is harmed, he should not reciprocate the harm by another harm. If somebody hit my car, I cannot hit his car. I should take him to the court or forgive him. In other words, he should not take the law into his hand. Otherwise, it should be foul, chaos, and anarchy. He should either forgive or seek justice. There are some other meanings implied in the hadith. Number one, Sharia or the divine laws are based on ease and removal of hardship. So where there is hardship, the rigors of the law are relaxed. Examples. While ablutions using water are prescribed, when the use of water is harmful, somebody is sick and he cannot use water, or water is not available at all, then of course you recourse tayammum, symbolic ablution with the dust or sand or clean surface. A person who is sick or traveling is allowed to skip the fast to remove hardship. And women during menstruation or postnatal period skip the prayer and fast. They do not make up the prayer. Of course, they should make up the fast later. In disputes between spouses, neither party is allowed to hurt the other. Allah orders the husband to treat their wives honorably or release them honorably and warns against treating one's wife like a prisoner. There's a husband who has no intention to treat his wife honorably must release her from marriage honorably. That's declared categorically in the Quran. If you don't have the intention to treat your wife honorably, then she has a right to be relieved, to be released from marriage bond honorably. Subsidiary rules. Where there is harm, it should be removed. The law step in. A greater harm can be removed by a lesser harm. When left to choose between two evils, one should choose the lesser of the two. Prevention of harm has precedence over acquiring benefit. I'm not going to go into all details of this. Hardship engenders relaxation. Now, lessons we learn from this hadith, we ought to refrain from actions that cause harm to others. Islamic society is based on justice and compassion. Therefore, Sharia is based on the principle of removal of injustice, harm, and evil, and corruption, and injustice from the society. One must never retaliate harm with harm. It is unlawful, as it amounts to taking the law into one's hands. A person who is harmed should either forgive or seek justice through legal channels. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.